Welcome back. 447, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. If you pick up a copy of today's Washington Times in the commentary section, there's a piece called Soft Bigotry of Low Food Expectations. Activist assumptions about low-income nutrition don't pan out. It is by Julie Gunlock, director of the Independent Women's Forum's Women for Food Freedom Project, and she joins me now. Hi, Julie.
Hi. That's a mouthful.
It is. Man, I had to work on that for an hour. All right, now we've been told that we have an obesity epidemic in our country, and that sort of justifies the need for, I call them food police. But are these rules and regulations really helping, or are they hurting?
Oh, they're hurting, and you know why they're hurting is because they're telling Americans, you are too dumb and too weak to handle your own nutrition. And what's so disturbing about this, I'm sure a lot of the listeners heard about that case in North Carolina of a little girl who had her lunch taken away by a lunch police officer who told her her home-packed meal wasn't nutritious enough, and then they gave her chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And basically the message that sent to that little girl was, your mommy is wrong and the government is right. And that is a perfect microcosm of what they want to do. They want to tell Americans, don't worry, you are too addled to make good nutrition decisions for yourself. We will do it for you. We know better. And so we'll tell you how to eat. And that's what we're seeing with these regulations. They are trying to sort of nudge Americans through taxation, through food bans, like we see with, you know, vending machine bans at schools and other things, trying to tell Americans how to eat. They think this will be successful. We think Americans need to take control over nutrition. They need to take personal responsibility is a big deal. You need to be responsible for what you put in your body. The government doesn't have to have a say in it.
Yeah, you know, you kind of jarred my memory there, that story about the little girl.
Right.
You know, it appeared to me that that was a pretty solid lunch. I mean, it was a turkey and cheese sandwich, some fruit was in the lunch. I mean, it sounded far better than chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I thought it personally insulting because that is almost exactly what I pack my child every morning. And
yes.
I bet a lot of reasonable moms and dads heard about that story and were so personally insulted at the idea that someone's poking around. You know, honestly, if I want to give my kids 17 Twinkies and chocolate milk, that's my prerogative. Actually, my child is slightly underweight.
Yeah.
I need him to eat, drink whole milk. I need him to drink higher fat items. And the idea that some school official would come in and tell my child, your mommy packed a bad lunch, that is, we'd be fighting if someone did that for me.
Yeah, good for you. All right, now, who's been hit the hardest by the government sticking their nose in? Would it be the poor?
It is, actually. You know, it's interesting, this wonderful poll that came out from Share Our Strength, one of the country's leading anti-hunger organizations, they did this poll of the poor in America, and we have a lot of assumptions about the poor, right? We say, oh, they just, or not we, but a lot of Democrats, the White House says often that the poor rely on fast food, they eat bad food, they can't afford fresh vegetables, and in fact, the Share Our Strength poll that came out showed that the poor in America really care about what they eat. They try very hard to cook home-packed meals. 8 in 10 try every night to cook a home meal at night for their children. And what's interesting, especially for those who want to regulate fast food restaurants, they only eat at fast food restaurants once a week. Or actually, it wasn't fast food. They only eat out.
Yeah.
Eat out of the home once a week. So much for that theory that we need to, you know, regulate fast food restaurants because it's making poor people fat.
Yeah. Hey, you know, a couple of things really bother me, too. I've seen instances where some of these people want to ban fast food companies from even building new restaurants.
Right.
I know that you mentioned that toys have been banned in kids' meals in
right.
a couple of major cities. I mean, they're just kind of overreaching.
Well, the message is clear. You are you're too dumb to actually take control of your own nutrition, but more importantly, you're a bad parent. You simply can't say no to your child, right? So, you know, I have three children under five, and apparently I am incapable of saying, no, we are not getting a Happy Meal today. We're going home, and we're eating turkey sandwiches and chips and bananas. What, mm-hmm. That little girl in North Carolina.
Yeah, really.
So I'm incapable of that, so I need the government to step in and help me by taking the toy out. It's absurd, and I think most reasonable moms and dads know this is absurd. And really, the research, it really supports this. The largest obesity, so childhood obesity study was done at Ohio State University in 2010. They looked at thousands of children and found that the children that were able to maintain their weight and actually keep healthy weights were those children whose parents practiced three steps, and putting them to bed early, turning off the television, and at least five times a week having dinner around the table. Those three steps are not in the control of the government. That is the only way. That is incredible evidence that is parental involvement, not government nannying, that helps kids stay healthy.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because you made me think of fast food in particular, where you go in and now they have to have nutritional information.
Oh, yeah.
And it just cracks me up because I've never in my life walked in with the idea of buying a cheeseburger and I'm going to read about it before I eat it.
That's right. It's so funny. There's been a new study that's come out. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard about this new study saying beef causes cancer.
And, oh, yeah.
And we're all going to die, right? We're all going to die in pain and miserable because we eat a hamburger every once in a while. These studies, as if you go into a McDonald's looking at what was funny about the last study about beef is they suggest you should replace beef with legumes and beans and peanuts. I mean, as if we're going into McDonald's looking for a big, you know, salad made of, you know, green beans and peanuts. I mean, you go into a restaurant and you order a cheeseburger. It's because you want a cheeseburger and you don't have it every day. Look, you can actually die of water overdose. You can drink so much water it kills you.
Yeah.
Anything in excess is going to kill you. I think reasonable people understand the key to healthy weight is moderation. It's personal responsibility. That's the thing that's going to help us. We don't need the government getting in there and telling us how to eat.
Yeah. And, of course, the First Lady, she's been pushing this all around the
right.
country. Yeah.
Right. Oh, she has. She has. And, you know, that is what's disturbing. If we could have a First Lady who could get up there and talk about personal responsibility, that would go a lot further. You know, this is the thing. She got up in 2009, I think it was, or 2010, and she talked about how Sasha and Malia were gaining weight. She publicly talked about this, actually to a point that I thought was inappropriate. I certainly wouldn't want my mom or dad getting up there and talking about my weight issues.
Yeah.
She got up there. She talked about her daughter's weight problems. And what did she do? She didn't march down to Sidwell Friends, their expensive private school in Northwest Washington, telling the school lunch lady how to cook baked chicken. She didn't expect the government to come out with front-of-the-package food labeling. She didn't want Sidwell Friends to ban sodas and snack foods. She says, this is her quote, she got more involved in her children's nutrition. She limited their television consumption. She put them to bed earlier. She put more carrots and green leafy vegetables on their plates. That was her solution. Why then is the First Lady suggesting that we should all just say okay to get more government solutions? I mean, why the First Lady can't say to parents, you want thin, healthy kids, get involved.
Yeah. Yeah, I think back to when the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, about 6-8 months ago, he went before the public and said, you know, you gotta do something with your kids.
Right. You know, oh, it was great.
You know, you have to, folks, you have to take some responsibility here.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It was a great speech.
Yeah.
And we need to take that message to nutrition. Parents, if you want healthy kids, get them off the school lunch program. I mean, honest to God, how hard is it to put a schmear of peanut butter and a banana in a bag? It's not hard. It's not hard. I do it in 5 minutes every morning for my kids. And it might take more than 5 minutes, but it doesn't take more than 15. I get up a little early. I do it.
Yep.
You know, when you have a child, the first thing the nurse does is she teaches you how to feed that child. It's the most basic parental responsibility. We need to get back to it and stop ceding it to the government.
Yep, good advice. All right, Julie, great to talk to you again. And I want to direct everybody to it. It's in today's Washington Times. Soft Bigotry of Low Food Expectations in the commentary section. Julie, have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
See you later. Julie Gunlock, Director of the Independent Women's Forum's Women for Food Freedom Project.